It's time to talk motoring with our man David Brown from drivenmedia.com.au. How are you this morning, mate?
Oh, I think we're in a bit more of a light-hearted mood than some of the previous discussions we've had.
I'm very pleased to be able to talk about this subject because as everybody knows, I'm a huge James Bond fan, and we're just going to touch on the realms of James Bond with the 1967 Toyota 2000 GT from You Only Live Twice, starring Sean Connery. What's the latest news?
Well, they didn't build many of these, 351 in fact, between 1967 and 1970. It had a very important role, but they put one in the movie. And the latest James Bond, Daniel Craig, has said that he thinks the Toyota 2000 GT is his favourite Bond car. Oof. It is in the style of an E-Type Jaguar, really, isn't it? It's a low-slung thing, although it has very prominent sort of front headlights and nose and a rear tail to it. Not to my absolute liking, but its side profile, I think, is beautiful. Do you like the look?
I like the look of it, although famously they actually had to cut the roof off it to turn it into a coupe because Sean Connery couldn't fit into it.
Mm. He was 188 centimetres tall.
Yes.
They even thought about a targa, which is a roof, but it's like a sunroof, but a bit bigger,
yeah.
You know. But the trouble was when Connery sat in it, his head stuck out above the windscreen. So they had to refashion it all together in order to make it a fit. But, you know, it was an incredibly symbolic car for the Japanese car industry because think 1967... when the movie came out, think what was the image of Toyotas at that time, Toyotas and Japanese cars. Extremely practical, you know, small and efficient, but God, they were stodgy, weren't they?
There certainly wasn't a lot of glamour about them, which is what James Bond actually managed to give them in 1967.
Yeah, that was mainly driven by his girlfriend, Aki, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You're the expert.
That actress couldn't drive. They actually had a stunt driver for her.
Can I digress? A mate of mine went on a launch of a Japanese four-wheel drive, and a young executive, you know, came out.
Yeah.
Who was part of the product planning. Had never driven a four-wheel drive in her life and went through the Flinders Ranges. They wanted my mate to drive. He said, no, you drive, and I'll talk you through it. Interesting point. So first version of this Toyota GT, 2000 GT, straight 6.2-litre engine, has just recently, one of them, has just sold for $1.3 million Australian dollars. Sold in Indiana in America. But they found one recently in a garage in Australia. You know, that's the sort of barn find that I wouldn't mind being part of.
I would more than happily pay them something so I could just very beautifully restore it to its James Bond original form. That would be a wonderful project, David.
Maybe you and I'll bring up a Toyota Yaris, a cross perhaps, and we'll drive around and look in the barns around the area. How does that sound?
Around the Hunter Valley, if we can find any kind of James Bond memento or memorabilia around the Hunter Valley, that'd be awesome.
If we do drive around, might I assume you'll talk about James Bond to some extent?
You can look forward to that, David. As always,
okay.
And I'm going to cue him with the farewell music. David, you've got to be able to give me the proper sign-off. As always, from Driven Media, I've been joined by David Brown. Thank you, mate.
Brown, David Brown. Yes, that's the one.
We'll talk more motoring next week. You have a great weekend.
Thanks, mate.